local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we start hour number three here. Happy Wednesday, January 3rd, 2024. A bit of a cool, damp, dreary day. We're still at 48 degrees right now, and we're getting down to around 36 degrees tonight. So cold weather shelters back open in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties tonight. More sunshine on the way, though, so we'll get you caught up to speed on the weather here in just a couple of moments, and also on the roads as well. We'll just let you know right now, we do still have heavy slowdowns on I-10 westbound across the Escambia Bay Bridge. Accident has one lane closed, so people trying to get over. That is backing up, not quite to Avalon Boulevard, but fairly close as you're heading westbound into Pensacola at this hour. Our top three stories today, we start in Israel. There is speculation that yesterday's killing of a Hamas leader is the first in a campaign to wipe out top leaders of the group. Salah El-Arouri was killed in a suspected Israeli drone strike in a Beirut suburb. U.S. and Israeli national security officials believe he was involved in funding and training the fighters who carried out the October 7th attacks. Also, the White House is slamming the push by Republicans to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
House Republicans are prioritizing baseless impeachment stunts.
And that is, of course, Karine Jean-Pierre, White House press secretary. Republicans in the House are moving forward with impeachment proceedings due to Mayorkas' handling of the crisis at the border. The first hearing is set for next week. Any minute now, a New York federal court says documents related to the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking case will be be unsealed today. And here is a reaction from an attorney that's been working on the case.
It has taken an outrageous amount of time. And this has been a better kept secret than nuclear launch codes.
And of course, the names associated with Epstein over the years allegedly involve American billionaires and some high profile politicians as well. Those are our top three stories on this Wednesday. A couple of local headlines before a check of the roads and weather. Our first local story involving a fatal crash that happened early this morning. It involved the sheriff's deputy who was responding to a vehicle theft call, and his emergency lights were on when he went through a red light and a van crashed into him. The driver of that van was ejected and died. Here's Sheriff Simmons during a news conference held today.
Both drivers were injured and transported to Baptist Hospital, where the driver of the other vehicle succumbed to his injuries. Deputy Hill was treated and he was released. I have ordered a complete internal investigation into the incident to review potential policy violations, and Deputy Hill is placed on administrative leave effective immediately.
And Simmons says that they're conducting an internal investigation into potential policy violations. Deputy Hill is expected to make a full recovery, and FHP is continuing to investigate that crash. Crash obviously happening early this morning, and there's a couple out there that Austin will talk about now, traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. So, yes, looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, obviously there's that big one on Escambia Bay Bridge. If you are traveling westbound on I-10 trying to get into Pensacola, there is a right lane closed there, and that is heavily backed up at this moment, as it has been for a while. We also have another accident report on North 9th Avenue near East Brainerd Street. That's causing some congestion as well, so we'll be on the lookout for that. Congestion is backing up all the way to U.S. Highway 98 or also East Cervantes Street, my bad. So look out for that. Other than that, though, I'm not seeing anything too severe. We do have some minor backups on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. So that could be at least somewhat problematic. But other than that, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling between Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point is looking fine. And so is Caroline Street in the Pace Milton areas.
All right. Looking at our weather forecast, meteorologist Alan Strum here.
Clouds and rain will be moving out as cold air moves in. Overnight low temperatures will run mainly between 30 and 35 degrees. It'll be sunny on Thursday with highs in the 50s. The sunshine not holding in place long, though. Clouds are back on Friday. We've got a chance for rain on Friday that goes way up to about 100% by Friday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Yeah, so 36 overnight tonight, sunshine and a high of 56 tomorrow. Taking a look at some other local headlines, the state attorney's office today saying a Milton woman will be spending 6 years in prison for defrauding her employer. 48-year-old Maria Williams is also on probation for 10 years and paying over $397,000 in restitution. She worked as a bookkeeper for Performance Personnel Services of Pensacola from April 2019 to December of 2021. During that time, she was able to steal funds by generating fraudulent payroll statements by using the IDs of six victims and then deposit the money into her account. With that $397,000, she paid for shopping, restaurants, and a 2011 Jaguar as well. So 6 years in prison, that announced today. Also in local headlines, since Charlie Pepler says he was forced to resign as city attorney by Mayor D.C. Reeves back in March, Pensacola has been without a city attorney. That spawned recent criticism from former Councilwoman Sherry Myers.
What you need to do is hire your own attorney, as you are required to do under the charter.
And we asked Mayor Reeves about it today. He says it's taken longer than they'd like, but they are interviewing candidates.
This is not from a position in a culture of adversarial, an adversarial nature, where, you know, perhaps in some of the councils she was on was treated a little bit more that way. You know, at the end of the day, I think we've got to, look at it as this is a collaborative effort, not one a city attorney versus a council attorney, but this is a city attorney that works for all of them.
So Reeves says there will hopefully be movement on the hire here in the coming days. Just shy of 6:18, we will take a break and get state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Gulf Coast businesses are estimated to lose over $100,000 to email scams. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the season of giving, but criminals know you are more likely to click a malicious link if it looks like a good deal. Be wary of all marketing emails, and your bank account will thank you. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Google Data Revolution Pensacola for more information.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, talk quite a bit about Claudine Gay no longer being the president at Harvard and ongoing questions about anti-Semitism on campus and viewpoint diversity, which is something that came up quite a bit in the hearing. Talk with Mayor D.C. Reeves about recycling, about his efforts to get a full-time city attorney, a devoted city attorney, and talked about the good job Visit Pensacola did getting basically a 15-minute ad on the Discovery Channel with Adventure Cities last Sunday. You can find all of those segments on newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. A little bit early to this traffic and weather update, but there's not much to report on, so it's all right. We'll keep it brief. The big talk so far, or lately, I should say, has been Escambia Bay Bridge. If you are traveling I-10 westbound, trying to come over Escambia Bay and get into Pensacola, we had an accident there that closed the right lane, and we're still dealing with a lot of heavy congestion in that area. Also, we had an accident report on North 9th Avenue near East Brainerd Street. It was causing backups basically all the way back to U.S. Highway 98, or where East Cervantes Street meets U.S. Highway 98 there. So look out for that as well, but the congestion in both of those areas does seem to be lessening, so they shouldn't hold you up for too much longer. As for everywhere else, Gulf Breeze Parkway between Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point and Caroline Street in the Pace and Milton areas in Santa Rosa County, all looking good at the moment.
Clouds and rain will be moving out as cold air moves in. Overnight low temperatures will run mainly between 30 and 35 degrees. It'll be sunny on Thursday with highs in the 50s. The sunshine not holding in place long, though. Clouds are back on Friday. We've got a chance for rain on Friday that goes way up to about 100% by Friday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Down to 45 degrees, 36 the overnight low tonight. Sunshine on tap for tomorrow with a high of 56. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today in Jacksonville, a bill is trying to place restrictions on Mayor Donna Deegan. City Council President Ron Salem introduced the bill that would prevent the mayor from being able to use private donations or any funding on city projects without council's approval. This, of course, stemming from the decision she made to spend $190,000 in private funds to pay to have a Confederate monument removed from a park. Austin, would you like to join us? Or?
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, what was wrong? What?
Oh, not nothing. All right. Firefighters in Broward County have been busy battling a blaze at Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill's home.
I think the main thing is his family is safe. His loved ones are good. He's good as well. It's a little cliche to say, but things like that, part of the house, you know, some of those things can be replaceable. But I'm just glad that a lot of his family members are safe.
And officers on scene say that thick black smoke was billowing into the air. Hill was at practice at the time. He went home to check on things. There were no injuries, thankfully, and no word on a cause yet. Of course, the joke going around is that somebody closely resembling Bills quarterback Josh Allen may have been spotted near the home with a match. But I don't think so.
I think he's a bit too good of a sport for that. I will say, though, on the Florida Surgeon General story, did you play the audio?
I did not do that one.
You didn't do the one about COVID vaccines?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Well, I did the Jacksonville story first.
Okay, well, that explains my my confusion. Because that's the thing, I'm like, okay, he's reading the first story. So that's the thing, I was like waiting for audio. And then the next thing I know, it's like I'm in school again.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, the teacher's like, hey, yo, what's up? Okay, my bad.
Listen, it was me yesterday.
Yeah.
Because we were both doing the same thing, all right? Yes, I was texting or something yesterday. And I'm finishing the story. I look up and you're just... You are typing up a book right there. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to make a decision here on if I just stop or, and I just decided to out you publicly. So,
well, I appreciate
that. You're welcome.
Florida Surgeon General is targeting COVID-19 vaccines again. This is, by the way, the story that I thought Joe was reading. Dr. Joseph Ladapo? Yeah. Yeah, something like that, says after not getting the answers he wanted from the FDA commissioner and CDC director about nucleic acid contaminants in the Pfizer and Moderna mRNA vaccines, he is calling on the halt of their use. Dr. Cheryl Holder is president of the Florida State Medical Association.
Yes, and that's me.
Florida has politicized much of medical care, from the governor all the way down to. So I think you do need to speak with your doctors and get a better understanding.
Ladapo believes that DNA integrated into sperm or eggs from COVID mRNA vaccine recipients could be passed into offspring.
I will just say this because, you know, the audio clip that we played, so we have two doctors, obviously. You know, you go to one doctor, you can hear completely different opinions and thoughts about all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not naive to think that there's going to be uniformity on the COVID vaccines among the medical community. I know better than that. I will say, though, I would take issue with the first part of that quote, saying that, you know, Florida has politicized all this. There may be some of that, but I do appreciate that Dr. Ladapo did specify the reason why and what exactly he was looking for. Not that, hey, I don't, you know, Floridians shouldn't take COVID vaccines. It was like, okay, well, why? Is there a medical reason? And he did specify, he said, well, it's because that. I reached out to FDA, I reached out to CDC, and I asked them, I said, hey, can DNA integrated into sperm or eggs from vaccine recipients be passed into offspring? And apparently he's saying they didn't get back to me on that. Mm. I believe that they could, and that's the medical reason why I am leery of the vaccine. So whether you agree or disagree, I don't know. I don't have a medical degree, but I appreciate the medical explanation and the question of why he's backing, you know, not taking the vaccines. Now, whether you do or not, that's between you and your family.
That's your problem.
Yeah. Also here in state headlines today, Florida leading the nation in bicycle-related deaths. The latest data collected by the state's Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles say there were more than 7,800 bike crashes last year. More than 200 people were killed in these kinds of accidents.
And finally, in state headlines, both sides in the abortion debate in Florida will get their day in court next month. Oral arguments on a proposed constitutional amendment protecting abortion access have been set for February 7th before the Florida Supreme Court. The justices will decide whether to approve the wording of the ballot measure, and the group Floridians Protecting Freedom will also need to submit nearly 900,000 valid petition signatures by February.
All right, 6:30 right now. We'll get our national headlines coming up after the Fox News break. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News. I'm Tom Bergotti. House Speaker Mike Johnson leads a large Republican delegation to the southern border today. Johnson says President Biden is responsible for the crisis and action needs to be taken now.
The longer we wait, the longer we delay the closure and securing of this border, the greater the crisis and the problem.
Border sources report there were over 300,000 migrant encounters in December alone. The Supreme Court may soon hear one of former President Donald Trump's primary ballot cases.
Trump has appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, a decision from Colorado's Supreme Court, removing him from the state primary ballot. His attorneys petitioned a Maine state court to reverse a similar decision from the Democratic Secretary of State there.
Fox's Rich Edson. The states claim Trump should be removed from the ballot for violating the insurrection clause of the Constitution relating to the Capitol riot. Trump has not been charged with the crime of insurrection. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Price adjustments for Ford's F-150 Lightning EVs. The company will increase the price of some of the new 2024 electric vehicle pickups, but will reduce the price of the most expensive models. Ford says the starting price for the Ford F-150 Lightning will range from about $55,000 for an entry-level Pro model to around $93,000 for a Platinum Black trim version. Ford is slated to report its December and full-year U.S. sales tomorrow. Another not-so-great day for U.S. stocks. The Dow Industrial slid 285 points. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite tumbled 173, or 1.2%. If you were hoping to get one of those extremely popular pink or red Valentine's Day-themed tumblers sold exclusively at Target, you're out of luck, unless you want to pay big bucks on eBay or other such online sites. Target confirms the Galentine's Collection cups made by Stanley and priced $25 to $45 are sold out, won't be restocked, but you can find them on sellers like eBay. That's Your Money Now.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Fairfield by Marriott, official hotel partner of the NCAA. Nick Sirianni probably won't be fired, but it's very tough to recover when you've lost the locker room. The Eagles have a chemistry problem right now, and even though Howie Roseman loves a coach he can control, when things are slipping away, you need to do something different. Howie should check his ego at the door at the end of the season and beg Jim Harbaugh to make his next home in the city of brotherly love. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get the home field advantage every time with Fairfield by Marriott, official hotel partner of the NCAA. Whether you're a student athlete working toward your championship dreams or your team's biggest fan, Fairfield by Marriott has everything you need to get ready for game day, from comfortable guest rooms to complimentary hot breakfast. Fairfield is part of the Marriott Bonvoy portfolio of hotels and official hotel partner of the NCAA. Visit fairfield.marriott.com to book your next game day stay.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we'll start with this. We had an accident report on North 9th Avenue near East Brainerd Street that was causing some congestion, some minor congestion, all the way back to East Cervantes Street. But that was dying down at the time of our last traffic update, and it appears to have died down even more so since then, so that should not be holding people up much longer. As for the rest of Pensacola itself, there does not appear to be much to report on. Same can be said about Gulf Breeze Parkway between Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point. And the big one that we've been dealing with for basically the last hour or so was on I-10. If you were traveling over Escambia Bay trying to get into Pensacola on that bridge there, there was a lot of congestion because of a right lane being closed in response to a traffic incident there. But that has seemingly cleared out completely. Lastly, Caroline Street in the Pace Milton areas is looking clear as well. So if you are experiencing any congestion on the roads, it hopefully should not hold you up for too long.
All right. Thank you very much, Channel 3 First Warning Weather now.
Clouds and rain will be moving out as cold air moves in. Overnight low temperatures will run mainly between 30 and 35 degrees. It'll be sunny on Thursday with highs in the 50s. The sunshine not holding in place long, though. Clouds are back on Friday. We've got a chance for rain on Friday that goes way up to about 100% by Friday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Currently sitting at 44 degrees, 36 overnight tonight, partly cloudy skies. Several state capitals around the country received bomb threats today. Those include the capitals in Georgia, Kentucky, Michigan, and Mississippi. None of the threats were found to be credible, and many of the buildings were able to reopen following sweeps for explosives.
And Republican lawmakers are visiting Texas today to get a firsthand look at the southern border. House Speaker Mike Johnson is leading a group of about 60 in their visit to Eagle Pass.
It took less than 6 months for the Biden administration to dismantle 100 years of progress that the U.S. Border Patrol had achieved.
Republicans plan to make border security problems a major issue in these upcoming elections.
Iranian officials say more than 100 people were killed in what they're calling a terror attack at a ceremony honoring the country's top commander. State media reports two explosions happened as people gathered where Qasem Soleimani is buried in the city of Kerman.
We have a lot of great detail on this bombing.
our hearts go out to all the innocent victims and their family members who are obviously, their lives are going to be forever changed by this.
And that's National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. Iran's emergency services said 170 were injured as well. Soleimani was killed in a U.S. drone strike 3 years ago today.
And the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic regions may see their first big winter storm in 2 years. After a record warm December, January will be a different story, with the storm system set to hit the east through the first 2 weeks of the new year. That includes Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and New York City. 2023 was a record low snow year for that section of the country, but now the storm is expected to develop this weekend from Saturday to Monday. And Joe, you're all for that as far as snow games are concerned.
I am, yeah. I love around this time of year. My Chicago Bears just had a snow game in against Atlanta this past Sunday. That was awesome. Every, I want to say, probably 5 years or so, there's a weekend, and it's usually around this time, where you get a couple of games where there's like a blizzard or just, you know, heavy snowfall. And so I'm a huge fan of that. I think the Cowboys are playing in D.C. I think, you know, you'll have either the Jets or the Giants at home. I don't know if the Patriots are home or not. But I would love it on Sunday to have a couple of snow games to enjoy there.
Safety permitting. Yes.
Sure. That's obviously the most important. All right, taking a look at what's going on around the world of sports. Patrick Mahomes' brother, Jackson, had his... I don't know if this is more sports or pop culture or just wacky headlines. I'm not sure.
All of the above. Yeah.
But I saw it on ESPN. Jackson Mahomes had his felony charges dismissed. This centered around the allegations that he grabbed a woman by the neck and kissed her against her will. It was caught on the video camera inside the Kansas City restaurant.
Yep.
The court filing citing a lack of cooperation from the alleged victim. So there you go. There's that. Ravens say Lamar Jackson's not going to play against the Steelers. That's good news for you.
Yes, it is. I figured. I mean, why would you?
No. I mean, you had – who was it? It was Bradley Chubb for the Dolphins, who in the midst of a 55-19 blowout loss to the Ravens.
56-19, I'll have you know. Anyways, go ahead.
3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. He tears his ACL. You had Christian McCaffrey, who picked up a calf injury on Sunday. Yeah, so yeah, you got the Ravens, who have already clinched the one seed, the 49ers the same.
Well, and wasn't it last year that Lamar Jackson got hurt and he was sidelined with a pretty lengthy injury?
It was not. I mean, the Ravens were fighting for a playoff spot. He did get hurt towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
I forget. Was it it wasn't Tyrod Taylor. I forget who the quarterback was.
Tyler Huntley.
That's right. They lost their first-round playoff game without Lamar.
Yeah.
He was out for the last month and a half or so there.
And see, they don't want another run-in with that, especially when it's a meaningless game and you're playing a pretty physical defense there.
Yeah, no, you're right. Let's see. We've got just started on NHL on TNT. You've got the Capitals playing the Devils. The Devils are already up 1-0. That one just underway the first period. Seton Hall is battling 23rd-ranked Providence on FS1 right now. Is there a score update on that?
Yes, Seton Hall is actually winning, which I don't like because I kind of like Providence. Seton Hall, they're trying to pull off the upset, 34-29. And what's that? Is that 18 minutes or 16 minutes? 16 minutes left in the second half.
All right. And then 16th-ranked Clemson at the top of the hour taking on Miami, who was 10-2 on the season on ESPN. Health business and science notes today. A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launched last night from California, sending 21 Starlink satellites into orbit. But not all of the satellites are alike. The launch featured 6 first-of-their-kind satellites with direct-to-cell capabilities. Calling the move a game changer, SpaceX says this will allow mobile network operators around the world to provide seamless global access to texting, calling, and browsing.
And Starbucks customers can now use their own clean personal cups when placing their drive-through and mobile orders. The coffee chain made the announcement Wednesday, saying it's part of the company's initiative to reduce waste by 50% by 2030. Customers wanting to use their own personal cup can either tell the barista when placing their order in the drive-thru or by selecting the option in the app for a mobile order. Those who choose to use their own cup will get a 10-cent discount and 25 Starbucks Rewards bonus stars. This is definitely something that I believe Starbucks would do. I'm surprised they didn't start it sooner, personally.
Yeah, I heard this, and I says, well, that makes sense to do, and I, like you, was surprised that they were the first, and it happened this year, not like, you know, 20, 30 years ago. It does make sense there. And also, you know, everybody, you know, Steve Taylor, our midday news guy, he's got his the same coffee cup every single year, every single day, rather. So he would have to clean it every day because it's like the dirtiest thing I've ever seen. But no, I think it's great. And like I said, I go to Starbucks probably once a year for a hot chocolate when it's cold. I may do that tonight now that we're talking about it. I haven't had my I'll get my Starbucks out of the way.
You haven't had
for 2024. I didn't go in 2023, though. Yeah, I may try it out there. I don't have a dedicated coffee cup or mug, though, or a tumbler. So maybe I'll look into a Bears or Ohio State, what do you call it, Yetis, and see if I can take them up on that.
That's what I do.
6:45, we'll get another check of the roads and weather.
All right, so there wasn't much to report on in our last break. Luckily, we did have a couple of accidents, one on North 9th Avenue and one on Escambia Bay Bridge if you're traveling on I-10 westbound trying to get into Pensacola. Those were causing some congestion for the longest time, but those have seemingly died down completely. As for everywhere else, there does not appear to be much going on either. So if you are dealing with some congestion on the roads, it hopefully should not hold you up too long.
All right, and as far as the weather is concerned, obviously a pretty dreary, cool day today. We're getting down to 36 tonight. Sunshine on Thursday with a high of 56. Tomorrow night, 41 with clear skies. Partly sunny on Friday, 63. Saturday, partly sunny, and Sunday as well, 63 degrees forecasted high on the weekend days there. Next rain chance is going to be Friday night. Overnight hours should see windy and heavy rain before the partly sunny skies on the weekend there. A couple other health science news. Scientists say they developed a new kind of antibiotic to treat dangerous bacteria resistant to most current medicines. The bacteria can cause serious lung, urinary tract, and blood infections. It kills a large fraction of people with an invasive infection and is resistant to a class of broad-spectrum antibiotics. But researchers from Harvard and a Swiss healthcare company say the new antibiotic called zosurabalpin.
Well, I don't even know why I bothered.
can effectively kill the bacteria.
The U.S. national debt has topped $34 trillion for the first time in history. New data from the Treasury Department showed that the national debt reached a historic high on Friday afternoon. That figure is expected to nearly double in size over the next 30 years.
All right, pop culture notes. Snoop Dogg will be a correspondent for the 2024 Summer Olympics. NBC says he'll explore city landmarks, attend competitions, and visit with athletes and their friends and families for their primetime coverage during the games.
And a 13-year-old seems to be the first person to have ever beaten the original Tetris. Joe, you asked me if I've played it. I want to say I have, or at least some variation of it. I think I
played it on Game Boy.
Yeah, I was about to say, I would assume you have, because you are, there's a, I don't want to say generational gap, but you and I do have a decent gap. Well, you were probably a teenager when I was born. The teen, who goes by the nickname Blue Scooty on social media, posted a video on YouTube showing him appearing to defeat the famous puzzle game. The record was previously held by an AI bot, according to 404 Media. But he was about 38 minutes into playing the game when he realized he was close to actually beating it. 404 Media reports that he was the first to beat the game and get to the kill screen on the original Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah, that's pretty cool there. 6:48 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy Kimmel got into it a little bit. I would say Jimmy Kimmel got into it more than Rodgers did. But talking about the Jeffrey Epstein list there.
Yeah.
So Rodgers talking weekly with Pat McAfee and in his appearance talked about the release of the associates list. And then mentioned Jimmy Kimmel specifically as somebody who is hoping it doesn't come out. Now, like many of you, if you were paid any attention or heard about this, your initial reaction may be to say, oh my gosh, is Jimmy Kimmel on the list?
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of people thought. And that set off a firestorm there. Kimmel tweeted out or posted on X that, you know, he's never known Epstein, never traveled with him, never yada, 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 and threatened, quote, keep it up, and we will debate the facts further in court. So very strong rebuttal there from Jimmy Kimmel. Now, all this was about was something that Kimmel actually, I don't know if started would be the word, but he brought up, because back in the springtime, before Rodgers had signed with the Jets, everybody, it was the popular thing to do was just to pick on Aaron Rodgers, which, you know, generally I'm okay with.
He is the
contrarian, or, you know, he kind of acts and pretends like he's the smartest guy in the room, and he's interested in all the ayahuasca and the darkness retreats and all that. Yeah. He's on this journey of self-enlightenment, right? And so back in February of 2023, Kimmel, on his stand-up that for this particular show, was going after Rodgers and making a joke about the conspiracy guy and the tinfoil on the hat guy.
Yeah.
And this is what he had to say. Again, this was February of last year.
Needless to say, all this UFO talk has the tinfoil hatters going wild, including Green Bay whack packer Aaron Rodgers, who offered this hot take on the Pat McAfee show.
I believe that this has been going on for a long time. Interesting timing on everything. There's a lot of other things going on in the world. Did you hear about the Epstein client list about to be released, too?
What's that? What are you talking about?
There's some files that have some names on it that might be getting released pretty soon.
Oh.
Oh. Might be time to revisit that concussion protocol, Aaron.
Yeah, so it's hilarious. What an asinine theory, blah, blah, blah. Well,
he was right.
Here we are. Yeah. And so that is what Rodgers is saying. Like, well, you know, once the list is out, Kimmel's going to, you know, because of that. So that's what Rodgers was alluding to. It was not at all.
Because it proves the whack packer right. I mean,
Yeah. So that's what's going on. All right, final break for us here on a Wednesday. Back with some wacky stories and good news to finish up Pensacola right now.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. The Queen Sleep Number C2 smart bed is now only $990 for a limited time. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Color right now on News Radio 92.3, 6:55 here. We will get one last check of the roads and weather for this hour and for tonight. There has not been much to report on as of recently. We had a couple of accident reports earlier this hour that were causing some congestion, one on North 9th Avenue near East Cervantes Street, and another on Escambia Bay Bridge or I-10 westbound trying to get in and trying to get into Pensacola over Escambia Bay there. But both of those have both of them have died down.
Resolved themselves.
I was going to say resided, but that means they're lingering around. So not presided, whatever. No congestion in those areas. I don't know why the last traffic update, I'm struggling now. I was doing so good, other than the 3 mile bridge fiasco thing. But anyway, so we had some issues there, but those have all cleared up. So if you're dealing with congestion anywhere, you should not be held up too long.
The rainy weather is moving out and cold air settling in for the overnight hours. Low temperatures will be down between 30 and 35 degrees. Clouds will clear out as well. We'll have sunshine back in the forecast on Thursday. We'll end up with highs in the 50s, but it doesn't last long. We'll end up with some rain as we head through Friday into Friday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Getting down to 36 tonight, partly cloudy, sunshine, and 56 tomorrow. Wacky stories last week. Austin, United Airlines got on social media and hyped up a flight from Guam to Hawaii.
Okay.
And you said, well, why in the world would you go from Guam to Hawaii?
Absolutely.
Well, it's because it offered people two New Year's celebrations. Let me explain.
Okay.
The flight would have taken off from Guam at 7:35 on New Year's Day morning.
Yeah.
It would have crossed the international dateline to go back to Honolulu and arrive at 6:50 p.m. on New Year's Eve.
Wow.
So you'd get two New Year's Day, New Year's Eve celebrations and countdowns.
That'd be trippy.
Some of the passengers bought tickets for just that reason, to, you know, say, hey, I got to celebrate New Year's Eve twice.
Well,
how
I
in the
time
world
traveled.
Did I do that?
Yeah.
That's right. Here's the problem. When you're doing this, you got to make sure the flight gets to leave on time.
Yes, that's always a tall
order. You got to make sure that the flight doesn't have a 6-hour delay and you land in Honolulu 34 minutes after midnight.
That's what really sucks. It was delayed just enough. I mean, really, we're talking half an hour here. Like, it was delayed just enough for you to miss it.
I can hear the pilot. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate your patience with us. If you look over to the left, we're going to begin our descent into Honolulu. And if you look over to our left, you will see from a very far distance away the fireworks that are going off as it is now New Year's. We'll be landing in approximately 1 hour. And, you know.
Yeah, that's got to suck.
That sucks.
The city of Seattle decided to shoot off their New Year's fireworks from the Space Needle, which sounds like an awesome idea in theory.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the weather made it just a funny failure. Because of clouds in the area and fog that formed because it was so humid out, people couldn't see them. The Space Needle even got covered up, forcing the Washington Emergency Management to post a photo and reassure people that the needle was still there.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Looking at some good news, 5 years ago, a linebacker for the Florida Gators named Jeremiah Moon met a young fan named Jacob Long and gifted him a pair of cleats. Well, fast forward to this weekend, the two met again. Moon now playing for the Baltimore Ravens, and Jacob is in the Marines, and he was in Baltimore because he was part of the flyover crew at the Ravens game. So after the game, he was able to meet Jeremiah, and once again, Jeremiah gave him a pair of cleats. That's awesome.
And a little white dog in Oklahoma got attacked by two coyotes, and of all things, a cat saved his life. The dog's name is Oakley. They attacked him in his owner's backyard and pinned him down, but the family's black cat, Binks, ran in and chased him off. It happened in late November, and Oakley ended up needing stitches, and the vet had originally thought that he might lose a leg, too, but luckily that didn't happen. He's fully recovered now, and Binks was not injured either. How about that?
That's a good job out of Binks there. I'm hoping the family has another cat named Jar Jar.
Okay.
That's what I took away out of there, but Jar Jar and Binks would make sense.
I think Jinx is a cute name for a cat, but it's like associated with like bad luck.
Yeah.
So, and it's a little too unoriginal, so they just went with Binks. That's what I think.
All right. Well, we'll sign off on that note. 6:59. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.